welcome back, and one of my favorite co-host buddies. I like to think of this as tag team intellectual geopolitical wrestling. And, you know, my favorite type of wrestling is when I watch these guys in Mexico, and they have on these really crazy masks and outfits, and they look like, whoa, these guys are cool. And you don't know who they are, but they got these masks and these head masks on. These guys are showmen, right? Well, just think of Tim Alexander, and you're taller than me, and Deagle coming out there, and we're just ripping people, just head slamming them and knocking them out and throwing them out of the ring one leg at a time, whatever. Intellectually, because a lot of people don't want to take on the facts. And in fact, what's amazing is we really aren't speculating. We're just reporting. You can take regular AP Newswire and other things, even photographs, like the photograph of the Hilda Beast with that earpiece in her ear, which is right on the front page of Drudge, and it's not open to dispute. It's like she had an ear jack in there telling her what to say. She wasn't just thinking. She could have been a sock puppet out there, you know, like Jim Henson's puppets, you know, like... Like the Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster could have been out there instead of Hillary. And she and the Cookie Monster could have said all the answers to the questions to Matt Lauer.
Well, it's, you know, the problem is this lady, her mental faculties have seriously deteriorated. And she goes into, pardon the language, a brain fart. And everybody's watching her. And she somebody's whispering in her ear.
I got a new term for her. She's got a new syndrome it's a spiritual syndrome. It's called MPS. Do you know what it stands for? Meat puppet for Satan. She's even got a, I'll bet they're behind the curtain there. Yes, Hillary, this is what you say to Matt Lauer. People, you got to use some humor here because you want to pull your hair out and say, I can't believe this is so embarrassing that this person who, you know, basically from the revelations that came over the weekend, she's either demented or a liar. And either one disqualifies her from running as a president. What are we doing? How embarrassing is this that a major candidate who's supposedly ahead in some of the national polls, which I don't think is true, is literally either demented or a malignant, dangerous liar with national security issues, and yet we tolerate this? What's wrong with us?
Well, you know, it's been 278 days since Hillary Clinton has had a real press conference. She tried to count the few handpicked reporters that were on her new little Boeing business jet as a press conference, which, by the way, didn't last very long because she went into a coughing fit and had to run up front to her doctor. Now, you know...
And by the way, there is a doctor that's constantly with her 24/7. They try to pretend that she's one of their so-called their party. No, this is a physician there, and he's got syringes and stuff in case she does something bad. I can tell you, how many times do you think I've seen someone with a transverse cavernous sinus thrombosis? Now, you got to remember, Dr. Deagle's been in practice since 1977, okay? I did 3 years of residency
after
that.
I'm only 29. That's a long time.
Now, how many people do you think I've seen that have a transverse sinus cavernous sinus thrombosis and lived with it?
I have no idea.
You can count it on one hand, okay? So the medical condition she has is so dire. Now, she's got double vision from a brain injury. She's got Parkinson's disease. She's got multifocal seizures. She's got absence spell seizures. She's got falling spells. God knows what's going on with her middle ear in case she's got a vertebral basilar problem or circulatory problem in her middle ear. She's got double vision, which means her brain injury was severe enough to interfere with her neural pathways, so she can't get a fusion unless she has prismatic lenses. She's hypothyroid. You can obviously see she's pre-diabetic or diabetic. And she's on an ACE inhibitor, which is why she's got a Kapanen cough. She's not telling the fact, oh, I just bumped up my antihistamines. Hogwash. You do not cough incessantly like that.
Well, actually, they ran the... allergen count in the area where she was at that speech where she claimed, you know, that it was
right
allergies, and the allergy count was extremely low.
Right, yeah, she's a liar. Otherwise, other people would be sneezing and coughing.
Pants on fire. Look, remember, we broke the story nationwide about
I got a new one for you, Jim.
Cocaine use.
Liar, liar, pantsuit on fire.
And suit on fire. Yes, that's true. But then that would, if it catches on fire, you'll show her Foley bag catheter. Look, this lady is sick. She probably is dying. But they're trying to keep her going through November. Preferably, they'd like to keep her going probably until after the election, or at least after the...
After inauguration, and they'll deep six
well,
her,
yeah,
or
but,
they'll pull the plug.
There's a... she's not... Whoever is elected in November is not technically the president-elect until the Electoral College votes in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And then those votes are registered and accepted by the House of Representatives and the Vice President in the United States Senate. And then they become the President-elect and Vice President-elect. Until then, they're not. The media may call them President-elect, but they're really not. But they're trying to keep her going, and because they've got to keep control of the White House, the federal government. And they're desperate to do that. I'm very concerned that we may be looking at the war card being played. By the way, you do know that President Putin's chauffeur was killed in a very strange accident involving the...
Well, I think this is like 10 or 11 or 12 attempts to assassinate President Putin.
Well, this just happened within the last, 48 hours.
I know, I saw that. But what I'm trying to say is, and I'm going to repeat it, this is both the 12th attempt to kill Putin, including attack on his aircraft. It was flying over airspace when they hit that Malaysian airliner. Because they had the same...
Yeah, I was one of the people that called it for what it was. It was an...
Right, you did, actually. And you knew there was actually a radio beacon indicating it was a commercial airliner, but it wasn't Russians, a personal jet of Putin.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So they tried to shoot it down.
They shot the wrong plane down. They shot a civilian plane full of people down. But they were really aiming for Putin's plane. And the Russians, while they don't have the bases, the Warsaw Pact and so forth around, they couldn't put fighters up this whole route like we do with Air Force One. But they were able to put some EMP planes up. And they knew what they were doing, and they kept him safe. You cannot underestimate the Russians. They're smart European people. They have a lot of technology, and it's just wise not to underestimate them. I've known a number of Russians, and they're not dumb.
Let me explain the Russian genetics. Okay, we know about the Vikings from Norway, Scandinavia, and Denmark, but the Russians are basically Vikings. Okay, from Central Europe,
exactly.
And they're mixed with Mongolians. Now, I know because I have steppe blood from the people of the steppe. These are some of the toughest people on the planet, man. And I have on my back, I've got a Mongolian patch, which means I got, Asian blood. So I can tell you, there's nobody tougher than these guys. So you got Russians, mixture of Vikings and Mongolians. No wonder they built the wall of China against the Mongolians. And they didn't just build it, by the way, against the invasions of Genghis Khan and the Mongols. They built it against the Khazars and against the Russian hordes. They could come down and sweep across the steppe like crazy and just slaughter them.
Mongolian hordes, yeah.
Right.
In the Second World War, probably man for man, the German army was the toughest, was the best. And yet they managed to get chewed up quite effectively inside of Russia. You just don't want to underestimate these people. But here's another thing. When somebody comes after you, the human tendency is to hit back. And Putin is a very, very careful. He's a judo master, black belt. And he doesn't over-respond. He waits. But if this thing gets out of hand, you may see a bunch of Rothschilds and Rockefellers and so forth end up dead. Okay. Because he's not playing inside their box.
No.
And if it gets too nasty, they better get in an underground bunker and close the door.
Okay. On a personal level, what you're saying is that if Putin thinks that they're trying to pull the rug, for example, right now the BRICS, we even hear comments by the Pope trying to attack BRICS, which is basically the counter to the Vatican-centered European central banks and the euro, which, by the way, has the mark of the Rothschilds, which is directly under the ownership of the Vatican, and the Fed Reserve note, which, by the way, is the Queen of the Netherlands is the titular head, and four of the five voting banks in the Fed Reserve system are all European. They're not American. There's only one bank that's on the board, and that's the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. 45% of the world's gold bullion on the planet, the entire world, is in that bank in New York City. 45%. So people, what they need to start understanding is all of this control is a giant geotectonic war between two financial systems, BRICS and the non-BRICS nations. And we're in the economic phase of World War III right now.
This is even more than that. This is what I have identified a couple decades ago, as when any one entity gets so close to having absolute total control, those forces outside of that control, who see themselves as individuals, as families, and as nations, as being effectively wiped out by this monster that's growing, they will, in fact, that's when they will take action to defend themselves. And this is what you're seeing. BRICS is a type of economic warfare against this monster.
Okay. Let me fill you in on a couple of things. Some of them are classified. Firstly, number one, Russia is an expert on directed energy weapons. Back in the early 90s, we're talking now almost 30 years ago, the Russians actually were targeting directed energy weapons at our Moscow offices the consular offices.
Yeah, and the ambassador's office was very hot. You didn't want to spend any time.
Yeah, you spend time in there, you're going to get cancer, go blind, or have a seizure disorder. Now, what people should understand is the Russians have also they're next expert after us in terms of weather modification on the planet. They are, and this is a fact, I've heard that they're within 2 years of generating what's called superstorms. We're talking about thermal storms that can create literally a firestorm that could wipe the entire crops across the central United States. Boom, they're gone. Now, what you have to understand, they also have EMP weapons and they have space-based satellite weapons. We have a lot more than anybody else, but they got some too. And they also have weapon systems like the Iskander, which is the Alexander missile system, the Yukon's hypersonic cruise missile, which can cruise below our radar. They have the fastest cruise torpedo that can go almost up to Mach 1 under the water, because it goes through a central plume in the front of the thing. It goes like 300 or 400 knots or something ridiculous.
Underwater rocket torpedo.
Right.
And most of the exhaust goes out the back, but the nose and creates a bubble.
Right.
It flies through that bubble. Nobody's ever created anything like that.
Now, by the way, the best anti-system that we have up to now has been the Orlikon Industries out of Quebec, Canada, phalanx system, which is on all our American, Canadian, and European jets, on all our naval aircraft.
Our ships.
But we don't have any defense other than what's called laser-based, particle beam-based weapon systems. Now, I know the guys that were doing the testing in White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico, and we were not only under Bush, but it's particularly under Obama. We've underfunded this dramatically, so we only have about half a dozen or so of these. If we had hundreds of these stationed with our allies and over our cities and over our continent, no missile, no EMP weapon, nothing could get through. We don't have them.
Tesla in the Second World War came up with a somewhat similar system.
You know what they did? They went to his hotel in New York City, stole all his documents, stripped his room right down to the paint, and took every document and then built these systems. I know because I worked at employees at U.S. Space Command.
Did they kill him, or was he already dead?
He was close to death, but they finished him off. He was already psychotic, okay? What they did, though, is they built these systems, but are both under Bush and under Obama. They haven't funded them enough to have enough systems because these are the ultimate weapon. There's three layers to sea to air defense. THAAD, which is a missile to hit a missile, not very damned effective. In fact, when I asked the guy for theater air defense, because they showed us the video underground on July 10th, 1994, when I got inducted to work at Space Command, they showed us the video for 45 minutes, and I asked the director later, I said, how much money will it take and how long before it's 100% effective? He says, well, somewhere around $78 trillion in probably 2045. I said, are you kidding? Because we were doing tests, and they would fire off the missile from Vandenberg Air Force Base or whatever, their typical place on the coast. And then they would try to see if they could hit a missile if they knew it was coming. And they were getting, if they said there were three missiles, they were going to drop down to as low as 30% strike rate. That's not good, especially if you have multiple targeted warheads. Now, the next level is what's called plasma interferometry, and we have interferometry weapons in the near space to knock out the missile guidance systems. The third range was what's called these Tesla weapons that could literally hit it from space with a direct energy weapon and literally vaporize the entire missile and turn it into dust. We don't have enough of those, either in space or on ground. Now, the problem is we have excessive hubris or cowardice on both sides, especially under Obama, excessive cowardice. So we're not ready to deal with a rogue Russia that's pissed off at us. We're not. And if Russia thinks that war is inevitable, they're not going to wait. They're going to hit us with what's called the weapon of indignation. You know what that is? It's an EMP weapon. They're going to wait to see us cannibalize ourselves if they just turn off our power. And they don't have to hit us with direct energy. The best hackers in the world are Russian or Eastern European like Bulgarian. People need to understand this, that...
Well, the Chinese are fairly good at it, too.
No, they're nowhere near as the Russians or Bulgarians or these Eastern Europeans. You got to remember that the mathematical capacity of Russians and Eastern Europeans is way better than anybody, including all these thousands of times more engineers.
Yeah, I know a couple
Russian hackers. Yeah, the Russian hackers are literally. Let's put it this way: they got the phone conversations of Hillary on her secure phone. Okay, so they got everything. When Julian Assange dumps us, he's not going to say Putin and my Russian buddies did it. No, and Putin's going to say this. He said it was a public service. Right? This is Putin's comment. That was funny. It's not just Russians, it's everybody. Bulgarians, Eastern Europeans, Chinese, Malaysians, whoever. Private guys sitting in there.
Computer-based communications are not secure, essentially can't be made secure. Now, they're looking at some quantum computing things, and who knows. But look, when you get into 21st century warfare, and what's the old saying? There are known unknowns and unknown unknowns. And we don't really know everything they have, and they don't really know everything we have.
That's actually not true.
But they know a lot
Let me give a little information here. I have three layers of information, okay? I have public information, which you have. I have classified information, which you don't have and other people don't have. And I have supernatural information. I know everything they have. And I haven't talked about everything that I know about what's going on. But I know it all. Not just some of it. People need to understand, we are centuries ahead of anybody else. But it's like you say, it's a Pyrrhic victory. Why can you say you're a victor when pretty well everybody's dead? You know, like I think John F. Kennedy said, the victor...
JFK say victory would be but ashes in the mouth of victor.
Exactly.
See, this is the point that I make. Okay, we're light years ahead of them. Okay, but we're all still dead.
Yeah, it's almost like
it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Exactly, Einstein made
assume room temperature.
Right, Einstein made a very prescient comment. People don't realize he's a comedian too, and he said, "You know, by the way, the smartest people are comedians and nuclear physicists." And he said that I don't know what they'll use for the Third World War, but it'll involve nuclear weapons and other things. But he said I do know what they'll use for the Fourth World War. It'll be sticks and stones.
Remember actually, that was Albert Einstein.
Right, that's what I'm saying, Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein made that comment. I'm thinking, because we'll basically be down to where there's like just a few people left fighting over the last scrap of meat, maybe a dead rat, you know, or another human being who's died and become, we call Long Pig, which the Chinese refer to human beings that are, you know, people don't understand, you know, if you ever worked in a burn unit, which I did, you're not going to want to ever eat pork after that. Because it smells like pork when people burn.
Oh, well, by the way, I published my blog, the first issue today, and there's an interesting article. Globalist knives are out for Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
How did he take them off? What did he do?
Well, their media, which is part of the globalist media network, has been after him because he's not determined to fight a war with the Chinese. He's trying to avoid a war in the Pacific with China.
Malcolm Turnbull
is a bad boy. He's putting the lives of his people ahead of the globalist agenda for the new world.
Well, I think that's what Trump is trying to do too, isn't he? He doesn't want us to turn into
a
nuclear ashtray. He doesn't want us to be a nuclear ashtray for a thermonuclear conflict.
Yeah.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
And attention all shoppers, we're going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. Your option is to turn off the radio, walk away, suffer, and die prematurely. September 3rd, the Australian Financial Review, AFR, the country's leading business newspaper, published allegations that the Australian intelligence agencies believe their prime minister isn't taking their warnings about the security threat posed by China seriously enough. Turnbull's attitude was directly linked to his previous business relationships in China and statements he made in 2011 questioning the aggressive U.S. policy toward Beijing. An unnamed source claimed that there was so little trust that the intelligence agencies were, quote, hesitant about reporting issues involving China to Turnbull and the senior ministers. The AFR claims are part of a hysterical focus throughout the media on Chinese agents of influence in Australian society. Peter Hatcher, the international editor of the Sydney Morning Herald, called yesterday for a campaign to purge the rats, flies, and mosquitoes and sparrows Navy politicians, former politicians and academics, business people, and Chinese Australians allegedly bought off by Chinese soft power or who, because of the Chinese background, owe allegiance to a foreign power. Obviously, these are probably agents in the sense of the NSA, no such agency, and CIA infiltrated into the media in Australia to try to see if they can keep the dog of Australia at the short chain of America and the Western alliances.
Right.
The fact is that, and I heard a comment by Mr. Ma, who's a billionaire from China, and I don't totally agree with him, but he says, you know, globalism prevents war. Now, I don't believe in his version of globalism, which is basically unfair, where the Chinese, and this is one of their cultural problems, is they believe me win twice and you win never, okay? But what Trump says, we want both of us to win. We want fair trade, not free trade. We don't want you dumping product here. And we don't want you having no environmental standards so you kill your own people or permanently disabled.
Well, and that's right. And I think the Chinese are kind of out of control. But essentially, I think what is happening in
Australia...
They can be brought back into control
by Trump. Trump is going to put a choke chain on the Chinese.
The Australian Prime Minister is simply not on the plantation, the plantation being owned by the globalist.
Well, if Hillary gets in, she's wanting to start the South China Sea War. I mean, right now, the Chinese are too aggressive by setting up these little parking, these little islands and putting 80 aircraft there in Philippine territory. The solution is real simple. If you want to co-develop the resources for the South China Sea with all your oil engineers, by all means, let's work out a business deal. Don't think you're going to take over territory there, and don't think you're going to expand and kind of kick out the Americans. It ain't going to happen. What they should realize, and this is the guy from Australia, he's basically saying, I'm not on the plantation to start a war footing with China as a so-called solution to an economic problem. That's what he's saying.
And, right. and by the way, in line with what you're talking about in South China Sea and so forth, one of the major newspapers in London, the Sun, has an article which I've linked, World War III Warning. Planet is closer to war at any time for 60 years.
Why is that?
That, by the way, refers to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
What are the parameters that they're measuring? Because I'd like to know.
They're looking at Syria. They're looking at the South China Sea, the East China Sea. They're looking at the Ukraine and Poland. And,
every one of these has, if it was forensics, would have Hillary Clinton's fingerprints on them, wouldn't it?
Well, Hillary is like Obama. She's a front person. She's a puppet on the string.
Yeah, but
the
string leads back to the
Khazarian globalist bankster mafia. They're the monsters. They're actually, in my opinion, direct agents for Lucifer, and they want to enslave the world. And they want their new world order, and to get there, they plan on eliminating about 6 billion of us in the Third World War.
Right.
Now that's the sick demonic dream, but essentially, Satan has his own agenda, and that is the destruction of all intelligent life on this beautiful planet.
Right. Now, of course,
and that includes them too, by the way. But
yeah, well, again, it's a satanic sacrifice.
Yeah.
But these nations know this is what's up. I mean, global. Omnicide is the term I've come. Omnicide. Not just genocide. Kill everything. Omnicide.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Tim, let's change direction just a bit. We got 9/11 coming up on Sunday, and we haven't really completely heated this. Now, I want to make a public and a pretty vicious statement out there. I have a lot of people that are not giving me adequate cross quotes, and this includes the alternative media. I don't like people spinning things I've said, and I've actually seen when I went to YouTube, people will take my information and take it out of context or make their spin on it. Like some idiot put something up saying, I'm saying that the world's going to end in October or something. Go to hell. Stop doing that. And also, if you're going to quote issues about the demolition of the World Trade Center with nukes, you have to, and this is a have to, quote Dr. Deagle accurately and ask for me to make a statement on it. And if you quote me, I'm going to be able to counteract and say, no, I didn't say that. I want them to understand you can't reference and pretend to somehow it was your idea out there, knuckleheads, who don't have a background in this and haven't had the fights to try to get the nuclear spectroscopy labs for decades, more than a decade and a half now, trying to get the damn testing done. And then presenting this information at the 9/11 conference in Vancouver in 2007, and the video company in Oregon wouldn't give me my videos until I threatened to sue them out of business. Now, I'm sick and tired of people in the alternative media misquoting me or not quoting me at all when I deal with an issue which I have dealt with the pressing information on it. Stop it. Stop it. If you're going to quote me and say we talked about micro nukes or whatever, quote me and say go back to Dr. Deagle and listen to what he said. And in fact, go back to the fact that I posted up information from a Port Authority New York.
One of the problems.
Let me finish. A Port Authority New York, including this nuclear demolitions expert, I got a contact with. The contact listened to my show from Finland, who actually was contracted by the Port Authority to give a quote on demolishing with micro nukes and RDX the World Trade Center towers in 1998, 3 years before 9/11. And his proposal, which includes diagrams and so on, I have posted up on Clay and Iron and have for years. So stop it. I if you want to be the media, and that means you in the alternative media, use some respect. And I don't ask for respect. I damn well demand it. Whether it's medical issues or geopolitical or spiritual, I'm not asking you for respect. I demand it. I'm sick and tired of people misquoting me or making statements that are not true. I don't know everything, but the things that I know that are solid facts, you better damn well heed it or suffer the consequences of it. Now, the fact that we haven't fully dealt with the fact that we demolished the World Trade Center with nukes, which under the control of Dick Cheney and the dark elements, the satanic elements within our government, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the Israeli Mossad nuclear division that demolished the building under Marvin Bush, because we haven't. And now we've got the dance of the Abominator, the Lion King, and the Lion Queen coming on, trying to become president. I'm fearful that the next geometric progression will be far worse than 9/11. It may happen before the elections to preempt them, or may happen right after. But I can tell you, I can feel my skin crawl when I think about what's going to happen next, because we haven't dealt with 9/11, just like we didn't deal with Oklahoma City. And when 9/11 happened, because I was the executive examiner for the five special op team that came back, my heart sunk. I almost went off the freeway with my kids in the back going to their charter school near Columbine High when I saw heard on the radio that 9/11 happened. So I'm going to tell you out there, to your own destruction, for God's sake, don't misquote me or don't twist the words that I've said or don't not give me reference when you make statements about the demolition of the World Trade Center towers. God help you, literally, and God condemn you if you damn well do it again. Okay, so stop it out there. As I see some idiots out there grabbing my stuff, making videos, audios, whatever, and then twisting it for their own purposes, stop it. Stop it now. And if you're going to make a statement on these issues, you have to quote me, and then I'm going to be able to counteract and say, no, that's not what I said.
Well,
okay, Tim, go ahead.
Good luck with that, because unfortunately...
No, I'm bringing supernatural force on this. It's not just an intellectual statement. I'm making a prayer right now that God brings judgment on their damned heads if they keep doing this crap.
Well, yeah, we're independents out here, and some people don't know good journalistic fairness and practice.
Well, this is called journalistic etiquette. You know, in other words, if you're going to make a statement about something, quote the person that actually originated the argument and proved it. And the reason why we do that is so that, number one, they can historically can go back to is what happened to this guy that tried to get this testing done, which I couldn't get any lab in the world to do nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. When I contacted, and I have literally, it's still taking me now, taking care of firefighters and fire chiefs and other people, rescue workers in New York City, I'm still their doctor. Did you know that? I'm still taking care of people that are dying
well,
and
some
have
estimates,
died.
Say as high as 700,000 people have been affected by medical problems associated with exposure to the
ionized radiation. We estimate between 45 and 70,000 have already died, but you're right. There's probably over millions. And again, that's just South Manhattan and the area of New Jersey.
You know, why 15 years ago. This happened almost 15 years ago. Why is this so important? Well, for a number of reasons, not least of which the fact that the president and the vice president were involved in high treason and mass murder on American soil. Not least the fact that Israel basically attacked the United States and blamed it on the Arabs. But much more than that.
They didn't attack. They were contractors. They were contractors.
Nuclear weapons
being
used.
They were contractors from the CIA to do a self-inflicted wound. It's like going on an ancient battlefield in the Babylonian plains. And what you do is you take out your children in front of your enemy. And this has happened historically in ancient times. You take out your own children and you cut them up in front of the enemy and say, this is going to be worse for you. And the enemy runs because they know just if you're that violent, you're going to take your own children
and kill them
in the battlefield. Just imagine what it will do to the enemy. This is what happened when they went to the territory of Transylvania, the Muslims, and they saw all these heads on poles. And they realized, if these Transylvanian Dacians are this bad, we've got to get out of here.
Well, actually,
and they did.
What Paul the Impeller did is he He sharpened the ends of sticks and ran it up their rectums out the back of their neck. And there were thousands of corpses like that in on the way to where his castle was. And this invading army, they came up and they saw this and they said, okay, maybe it's time to turn around and go back home. Goodbye. Now, why this thing on New York 911? Why all this is so important? Look, it began a series of wars, which is the end game of the Khazarian globalist mafia for their new world order. Remember, George Bush Sr.
10 years to the day before he announced it. 10 years to the day.
10 years to the day he announced the New World Order. So that was 25 years ago. But 15 years ago. And by the way, this is a historical fact. There was a fella who, on shortly after it collapsed, and the rubble, everything's still smoking, he was standing on the rubble pile, and he had a trumpet. And all kind of photographers, both video photographers and still photographers, tried to take his picture. In many cases, the cameras they thought worked, they had film. In other cases, the cameras just simply stopped working. Those that thought they had a picture, when they went to develop the film, and back then it was you know, developed, it wasn't all digital, they found, hey, there's nothing there. I believe it was the Archangel Gabriel. I think he was blowing his trumpet. He was appearing to people as a modern man and using a musical instrument, but he was blowing his trumpet to usher in this end time.
Right.
Now, if you don't think that this is was a hoax of the highest order involving micro nukes, you have to ask yourself, okay, you had three buildings. The only three buildings in human history that were steel-based skyscrapers that fell due to a fire.
Right.
Fires usually don't reach a high enough temperature to melt the steel, certainly not airplane fuel, jet fuel, because it's kerosene. It burns at about half the temperature.
It burns at 1,600 degrees in a jet nozzle, but, you know, you can put it on your hand. It won't burn enough to actually burn the skin on your hand. It's just going to make the flame above it, and it'll burn, at, you know, maybe a couple hundred degrees. That's it.
Yeah. And if it was, by the way, they'd use it in blast furnaces to make steel, but they don't. Okay, so you had these three buildings, the 210-story and then Building 7, which is, I think, what, 47 stories, something like that. They all fell in their own footprint. But the interesting thing, now think about this for a second. You don't have to have all the in-depth scientific explanations, but this is a very simple thing. 210-story buildings, occupied with people, occupied with desks, with chairs, with file cabinets, water coolers, bathrooms. What other? Okay, 110 stories, two of them, plus the smaller one, 40-some stories. And they all fell down, and yet the rubble pile was maybe three stories tall. Now, just think about that for a second.
Now, Tim.
How the hell did that happen?
Tim, I have to disagree with you on one really important issue here. When you say you don't need the hard science, what you do is you raise an extremely plausible...
Yes, I know you do, but I'm talking about the great masses.
No, it doesn't matter, okay? There's no such thing as great masses. Let me explain this. What you do is you raise the most plausible, logical question. But people don't use logic, okay? You have to understand this is with the election. Look how many people are still voting for Hillary, despite the fact she's lying about lying. Now, you have to understand what I presented was not a great question, but the great answer, where there is no wiggle room. I got the data from the U.S. Geological itself, from the government that did the analysis of the debris, which showed 55 times higher levels of tritium in Building 6. And other isotopes were present there, only in the process of generating a micronuke. When I presented this data, there were 40 anomalies that I presented that only occur with a nuclear explosion. Now, that's not a question. That's the ultimate answer that closes the door on it. Okay? So the problem is, the average person in the public will say, well, we disagree with you, Deagle. That's just a question. You're a conspiracy theorist. And that's a really good question. But most people are so dumb, so paralyzed, such what we call democratic progressive zombies, they're going to just think, well, you're just a Republican. You're making up all the stuff thinking, or you're whatever. Remember, it was Republicans were in power at the time, or you're against globalism, or you're psychotic. They'll make ad hominem attacks. But when you present the actual data that can't have wiggle room, it closes the issue. Now, when I close the issue,
Here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with that, because I've done this before, and yes, you intellectually beat them up, and you present scientific evidence, and they can't dispute it. Not really, not scientifically. And you know what? Next time you talk to them, they've hit that great big reset.
Tim, I'm going
to
ask you, since I presented this in 2007, which is 9 years ago, and this is, by the way, like in June of 2007. How many times have I either had on air or off air anybody, including scientists, technicians, politicians, who've disagreed with me and communicated with me? What number would you say it is?
Probably zero, because they don't want to go there.
No. Do you know why? Do you think in your right mind, if you know anything about Dr. Bill Deagle and my level of knowledge and science in all these areas, you want to even start a dialogue with me? Absolutely not. That doesn't matter if you're a celebrity like Michio Kaku, who's a Japanese nuclear physicist. If I start asking you questions, you see the amazing shrinking PhD, MD, whatever specialty you are, radio toxicologist. And the fact is, I'm going to ask you questions and then provide you plausible answers with actual data that makes it impossible for you to wiggle. It's like pinning an insect down and you're putting them on a board with pins. You pin down the thorax and the abdomen, then you pin down each wing, and the insect can wiggle all they want. They're not getting off the board. The fact is, nobody, and I'm talking about 9 years, has tried either publicly or personally or by email to dispute the facts of what I presented. Not one, publicly or privately.
But there's still plenty of idiots out there that think this 6-foot-6 Arab sat in a cave in Afghanistan and did all this crap.
Because, and you know why? You know why they're so comfortable
they're
with
willfully their... ignorant, because in some cases they're too stupid to know anything.
No.
But in many cases they're willfully ignorant because they're unfortunately I won't say they're demonically possessed, but they're influenced.
Well, I'll tell you what I've discovered here, and this is something that's really radical. I got a call from a gentleman, David Farman, who wants me to go to this 5D seminar up in Northern California on Skype. And it's all about paradigm shift. It's all garbage, okay? But the idea is somehow they're going to intellectually figure out a new paradigm shift, and they're going to figure this all out, okay? The fact is, this is not an intellectual question, although there's intellectual answers. It's not an emotional thing. It's a spiritual thing. People can stare straight at the facts and the emotion of what happened there, the death of 3,000 Americans and probably 70,000 dead since then in South Manhattan, including rescue workers, and like 500,000 or 1 million or more exposed to pollution that are going to shorten their lives and cause disease. It doesn't matter. It's a spiritual darkness. We're dealing with people who don't even want to start a dialogue. They're afraid that I'm going to take away almost like their teddy bear of satanic belief systems that don't take away my belief system. Even though it's suicidal and it's going to not only kill them, but it's also going to kill our civilization, because if we don't recognize what happened in 9/11, the next disaster will be an order of magnitude
that's
worse.
That's the problem we face all the time.
Now, we got a caller, and let's see who it is. I'll just look up my Skype here. Mark in Oregon, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, Dr. Bill, Tim Alexander.
Yeah.
How you doing? I called a few days ago, actually... And I talked about the meeting that I understand from what I consider to be top sources, including Jeff Rentz and Jordan Maxwell.
Yeah, we couldn't get Leo on today because he was moving, but we'll have him
on
next week.
We've
talked about the idea there's an ecumenical conference coming up this month that's literally ensconcing Satan as the god of this world.
They'll call him Lucifer.
Right. Now, if you don't think that Lucifer... When the Pope calls him Lucifer, you don't think we're faced eyeball to eyeball, hairy eyeballs, as they say in the military, the false prophet? You're an idiot, and you're suicidally stupid. Now,
well, this,
you may be insulted by that, but I don't give a...
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
I'm talking about the chief... Let me tell you, the order of authority is Satan, the Pindar, and then the Pope. And this Pope, literally following the agenda that, according to the prophet Malachi, the Irish monk, 900 years ago, this is the last guy. This is it.
Well, Pindar's a Jesuit, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the head of the Jesuit order.
Right. The Pindar, by the way, is a And remember, I don't want to get into this stuff.
Well, he handles all the banking. I know that.
Right. What you have to understand is where we are is we're so close to the disaster, you can almost smell the breath of Satan.
Well, that's the respect to my call today, Dr. Bill. And I don't usually call in so frequently, but I think it's being overlooked, of course, with everything else that's all happening at the same time, which all that's happening at the same time is designed to do is to obfuscate and cover over the biggest thing. And I think this is, from everything that I can see, when you declare the devil to be the god of this world,
well, they haven't
and
done
all
that
of the
yet,
world's
right?
religions agree with this, what do you think,
they
I wanted
really
to ask you and,
yet,
you, and,
right?
you and Tim, what do you think this will be manifesting?
I'm not sure they have the guts to go quite that far.
No, they already have.
Tim.
Stop. They actually have announced this is what they're going to announce.
Yes.
It's already announced that they're going to announce it. So, yes, they have gone this far, and the Pope is going to have a special conclave to announce it publicly to the world, not only bringing
well,
in Islam.
If he does, I hope that...
he's already announced it. He's announcing it, okay?
I'd like to ask what will be the effects of this in our reality, and what would be the time frame, and what would be the nature of the manifestations of this.
Well, we're going to break. I'm going to give you... I don't know the dates, but I can give you the signpost to watch.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my
You wanted to know the signposts. I don't know the dates. I don't know if it's now or a decade from now, but I can tell you, all the signs tell me it's real soon. But here's the signpost. Number one, we have to be so close to thermonuclear war that peace is inevitable. And we're there. Number two, we have to have statements by public politicians like Putin, Erdogan, and his cohort, the Mahdi, that they're going to build the Jewish temple and put the caliphate in Jerusalem, which will bring peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam, and get rid of ISIS. ISIS, by the way, is going, including by Islam. But people need to realize that we have the false prophet already ensconced in the Vatican.
Yeah, we know that the temple rebuilt is where the Antichrist sits and declares himself to be Almighty God, the abomination of desolation, Dr. Bill.
Right, and what the Feast of Sukkot is really important. The birth date of Adam and of Yeshua Jesus was on Sukkot. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Did you know that? And in fact, study the rabbinic and the Hebrew scriptures and the dates and so on, including the date of the birth of John the Baptist, which is exactly 6 months from Jesus, it brings you precisely to Sukkot. It's also
it all falls together.
It was 120
days. The day that Christians celebrate the birth of Mary, the mother of God. By the way,
right? And what day? Okay. Now, anyway, here's the point. There's 120 jubilee years since the birth of Adam. This is the last jubilee year. Did you know that?
I would believe that. Yeah,
right.
I don't think we've got 7 years ago.
I can't tell you. The 7 year starts precisely on the day that they start the sacrifice. And people say they can do it in silence. No, they can't. In fact, the rabbis are going to announce, and camera will be on, every cockroach on earth will know when the sacrifice has started, because it's a signal that they're tabernacling with Lucifer.
Sure.
Okay, they've tabernacled with Jesus.
It's the rejection of the true Messiah, and it is literally abomination.
Right, that's why it's called the abomination of desolation.
Let me give you a little background on this conference that's coming up this month.
Yeah, see, unpardonable
sin. Under John Paul II, there was a meeting at the ancient Franciscan monastery that was just about destroyed in World War II and rebuilt. And they had world religious leaders, and they had basically pagans of all types. They had North American, Indian...
shamans, whatever.
They had Hindus, they had Buddhists, et cetera, and they all came together. Now, I have to tell you, as a Christian, and I at the time I was Catholic, now I'm Eastern Orthodox, and there were some Eastern Orthodox. I have to tell you, I think that was extraordinarily bad. One, it said, well, we're all professionals in religion. But no, if you are a Christian, I'm sorry, but neither the Muslims, nor the Jews, nor the Hindus, or what other one-eyed monkeys...
they're not equivalent, okay?
And you can't... sun god are not your brothers. You believe in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the only God. And there's no wiggle room, no ands.
Well, Jonathan Gray, we talked about this yesterday, that it says, come out of her, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. And that's the Catholic Church under this Pope, who's leading the world toward an amalgam world religion that will become law of the land. Believe it or not.
Right,
pray for President Trump. Pray for repentance like ancient Nineveh that received a generation, 40 years of peace before Nineveh was destroyed by God.
Pray that God will drive the demons out of Hillary. She'll have a public awakening and tell the truth.
Maybe her awakening will happen if she face plants and has a stroke from her transverse sinus, or collapses from the stress of trying to do this Luciferic dance with the devil in this so-called cultic run for the presidency. How's that?
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.